and how apart from him, we will never accomplish anything worthwhile. It'll only be as we abide in him and he abides in us. And the Bible calls one of his names Emmanuel, God with us. And we know that his presence is everywhere, but sometimes we lose the awareness of that in reality. There's a lot of things that compete to draw our focus away from him and from his presence. The noise of the world, he says, come apart and be still and know that I am God. And during our time together here, I hope the music will be a soundtrack for you to focus again, turn your hearts and your eyes to God with us and in us and through us, blessing and shining his love on the world. We just prayed together corporately as a church body. And now I'm going to play the Lord's Prayer as a beginning for us to all in our hearts turn and speak to our Father in heaven, who daily gives us everything we need, forgives us our sins, and to him belongs the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Thank you.
Another thing we spoke about in our Sabbath school class is how when we come together at a church, we share testimonies. What God has done in our lives and what he means to us. And today I want to share with you not only just a little bit of my testimony, but the testimonies of some of our brothers and sisters who've walked this road before us. I used to look at the hymn book and think of it as a book of songs, but it's a book of testimonies. Because these people have gone through many of the same things all of us are going through. They know what it's like to go through poor health, to lose family members, to lose jobs. And they left behind us a testimony to the goodness of God in music. One of the questions I've asked a lot is what I'm thinking about when I play the piano because I smile so much. And somebody said to me once, do you smile because you just did something you liked or because you just made a mistake? And the answer is yes. But what I pray before I begin to play is I pray that I will do the concert looking into the face of God. And what I am thinking is I'm thinking of these words and I'm looking to my Heavenly Father and I'm looking at how He's brought me safely to this point in my life, and I just praise Him and I love Him with all my heart. Another thing I'm asked a lot is, do I have a favorite song? And I do, above all others. It was written by a life insurance salesman who was out of work. He was sick and laid up in bed and his bills were piling up. And he wrote, great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. And all I have needed, your hand has provided. Great is your faithfulness, Lord, unto me. You sing it with me. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, your hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Everyone together.
Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Your hand has provided.
sing it again. Great is thy faith. And again. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Amen. In the Psalms, it tells us that praise is the password right into his presence. And sometimes when I am feeling discouraged or alone or forgotten or not noticed, because although my problem might be big to me, I know it's pretty small in the grand scheme of all that God is overseeing, I remember what Isaiah says, look up at the night sky, who brings those stars out every night, calls them by name, and doesn't forget a single one. So why do you think your cause has passed out of his notice? And then I open my mouth by the grace of God and I begin to praise him, because praise will bring us out of our own focus and unto the focus of the person and the God in whom all the answers lie, Jesus and our loving Father. And another one of my favorite hymns is a hymn of worship. The great poet Alfred Tennyson called this the most beautiful hymn ever written. It was written by Reginald Heber. He was only 42 when he died. On the day he died, he stood preaching for 6 hours in the sun in India against the evils of the caste system, and he baptized 42 people. He died later that evening of sunstroke. But I'd like you to take your hymnals with me, and let's continue into the presence and into the focus on God with this beautiful, beautiful hymn of worship. And imagine someday standing in that crowd before the throne that no man can number, and we're going to stand with these many of these songwriters by the grace of God and sing, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And you know, I noticed that we sing better when we stand, so let's stand for this one and start it quietly as a prayer, and then we'll build it as we go. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Stanza two. Holy, 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 angels adore thee, casting down their bright crowns around the glassy sea. And 10,000s worship love before thee, which would and art and evermore shall be. Stanza four. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, holy, holy. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. And so we come to God, praising Him and worshiping Him and turning our eyes to Him above all else. And yet we come here with burdens. Many of us came through that door today with something on our heart. And many of the burdens that we have are burdens that God would want us to have. He wants us burdened for the people that are lost. We talked about that in Sabbath School today. How do we balance our desire to go home with God's desire to have all of His children have an opportunity to make a decision for Him and the work that we still need to do for that? And so we have a burden for those who don't know God. We have burdens for those who are suffering. Those are burdens that God is honored by us carrying. But far too many times in my life, I have not honored Him and not carried burdens that are easy because they did not come from Him. And God has a word for us who tend to carry burdens that are not ours to bear. He says, cast your burden on me. And there's someone I'm particularly looking forward to meeting up in that crowd in front of the throne one day. It's a couple by the name of Mr. and Mrs. Doolittle. They lived in Elmira, New York in the 1800s. And Mrs. Doolittle was bedridden, hardly went a day of her life without pain. Mr. Doolittle would wheel himself back and forth to work in his wheelchair. But what they were known for in their community was their absolute happy spirit and their willingness to serve the Lord however they could. And there was another couple who'd come up there for summer vacations named Dr. and Mrs. Martin. And so one day the four of them were sitting around sharing testimonies and talking together, and Dr. Martin just out and asked it. He said, what is the secret to your faith? How is it that in spite of your circumstances, you are full of joy and praise and always helping and never a word of complaint? And lying there flat on her back in bed, Mrs. Doolittle looked up at him and she said, well, his eye's on the sparrow and I know he's watching me. The Martins went away from that visit and they wrote us that song. And for any of us who sometimes get discouraged, wondering if our service to God is really making any kind of a difference because it seems so small, think of the Doolittles and think of the opportunity we will have to go to them in heaven and say, you had no idea how God was going to take your faithful service in your little tiny corner of the field and He was going to magnify it into a song that have carried people through their trials for over 100 years now around the world. So when I have those burdens encroaching on my mind, I think of this verse in particular. Whenever I am tempted and whenever doubts arise, when my songs give way to sighing and hope within me dies, I draw the closer to Him. And see, that's the secret for all of us. We don't manufacture hope for ourselves. We don't manufacture a lighter burden for ourselves. We just get close to Him. I draw closer to Him, and from care, He sets me free. His eye's on the sparrow. I know He's watching me. Thank you. songwriter who knew about the joy of the presence of God was a pharmacist named Charles Austin Miles. And one morning he was reading in his devotional the story of the crucifixion. And he was thinking about what that experience must have been like for the disciples and for Mary. And he read about the resurrection, about Mary coming to the garden and coming there to mourn, coming there in deepest grief, and then hearing a voice speak her name. And he began to write, "He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing." Think about the words to this song in the light of how David wrote in Psalm 16, he said, "Your presence is the way that leads to life and joy forevermore. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am his own." Let's sing that together.
"And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy
having the time of prayer to start Sabbath school, one of the people who prayed mentioned about how Sabbath is such a beautiful time to come apart and be at peace in the presence of God and with each other. And yet God has given a work to each one of us to do that is going to require us to go back out those doors and into a world of great need, a dying world, and a hungry and a thirsty world. And we will not always have the sense of the awareness of the presence of God like we do in the moments of peace when we come into his church. But praise and music can become, in those times, as well as in times of temptation, in times of discouragement, in times of doubt, it can become a weapon of warfare. Our enemy is like a roaring lion, and he's seeking to hinder us and make us ineffective for God in every way he can. But when we turn our eyes to God and begin to praise him, that praise can strengthen our walk and give us new life and new power in the name of Jesus. There was a professor at the Pennsylvania Military Academy who was reading in his Bible one morning, 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20, which says, "All the promises of God in Christ are yea and amen." In addition to his career at the military academy, at various points in his life, he was a physician and a sheep farmer. But it was while he was this professor that he wrote us one of my favorite hymns that I use as a weapon of warfare. And it is number 518. And you'll hear the military march that he wrote to go along with his words. "All the promises of God are yea and amen." Stanza one, here we go. "Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior, standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God." Stanza three. standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Amen. Fanny Crosby was once asked if she had a favorite hymn. As some of you know, she is probably the most prolific hymn writer in the family of God through the ages. And she was asked, did she have a favorite? And she did. She had two favorite hymns, and she hadn't written either one of them. One of Fanny Crosby's favorite hymns was Faith of Our Fathers, and the other was also written by someone who was blind, a blind preacher who wrote, O love that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul in thee. It's a beautiful, beautiful hymn. But then the person who was questioning Fanny kind of pressed her, and they said, but is there a favorite of yours that you wrote? And she said, well, you know, it probably wasn't a favorite so much as it was just my personal praise to God, and I did not release it into the public for many, many years. And Fanny's personal hymn that she kept to herself for her personal devotions for many years was, Someday the Silver Cord Will Break, and I no more as now shall sing, but oh, the joy when I shall wake within the palace of my king, and I shall see him face to face. That is what we are all looking forward to. Every burden, every sorrow, every care, everything that we walk to the front to pray about this morning will drop away when we look into the face of God. When I came in and I read in your bulletin this morning that Donna Vorpagel was going to play, come on up, Donna. Donna's been a friend of my sister Jody, and I wanted to say this too. Some of you are asking, yes, Jody Dilger is my sister, and I love her so much. And Donna, I've met Donna through Jody, and I asked Donna if she'd do a duet with me as we look ahead to the time when we will have no more faith. Our faith will become sight as we look into the face of Jesus.
Thank you.
And until the day that we look up and see him coming, we will serve him. We will show him our love by how we feed his children and feed his sheep. I'm going to close now with the song that I'm probably requested to play the most often, and this one is for Bonnie. Bonnie has been a dear, dear encourager and friend to countless hundreds of thousands, and I'm just blessed to be one of them. Thank you, Bonnie, for your service to God. And Bonnie always asks me to play the Holy City, and I want to close with the Holy City, leaving in our hearts that vision. We will look up and we will see our God coming. And we'll hear him say to every one of us, well done, good and faithful servants. Enter into the joy of your Father.
Amen. How many enjoyed the ministry and music? Anyone raise your hand? Amen. Let us bow our heads at this time. Our heavenly God and Father, it is a privilege to hear talents that you've given people, that they may minister and use them for you. Lord, we just want to thank you for this opportunity to be able to hear this music that is dedicated to you. And bless Kelly as she moves forward from this day, ministering to others, dear Father, with the talents you've bestowed upon her. And we thank you for this time that we could just worship and contemplate on you today in this music. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As we close, just wanted to bring a few things to your attention. If you are interested on feeding the homeless, stay by afterwards. We'll be setting up in the kitchen over there. The other thing is, we appreciate her and the ministry that she has and wanting to use that talent for others. And so we will have the deacons in the back, and they will be taking up an offering that Kelly will be able to further her ministry with others as she goes from this day ministering to other churches, other congregations, ministry in evangelism, wherever that may be. We would just want to help her in whatever way we can. So think about how the Lord has blessed you today, and think about what it can do for others today. So you have a wonderful Sabbath day, and enjoy it, and have a wonderful Sabbath. We'll see you next week.